Rules and Ranks. Even if I hadn't bunked with a kid named Caesar Augustus, memories of the Swiss boarding school that brought us together surely would have stuck. The eccentric imperatives of the institution's forward-thinking founder, and the exotic backgrounds of the teachers he employed. The daily meditations promoting liberty, and the 36-page handbook that curtailed it. The lessons in swordsmanship and elocution, the alpine expeditions, the cold showers and soybean steaks, all of it was way too strange to forget. Established on a mountain plain high above Geneva in 1949, Eglon College was the brainchild of John Corlett, a headstrong, asthmatic Englishman with a singular vision of what boarding school should be, regimented, yet free-spirited, full of fearless high-altitude adventure and moral enlightenment. J.C., yep, that's how the founder chose to be addressed, believed physical fitness and spiritual reflection nurtured body and soul, and that obedience was a prerequisite for independence. Freedom, he declared, is an exceedingly difficult commodity to handle. To do so requires very strict training and discipline, and at Eglon such training and discipline are not only provided, they are enjoyed. Well, not by me they weren't. As the school's youngest pupil, the runt of the litter, I found myself at the very bottom of a pseudo-military pyramid codified in the aforementioned handbook. I received a copy of Rules and Ranks the day I arrived, September 1, 1971. And was given a written test on its contents a few weeks later. Every lower schooler entered Eglon a so-called no rank, with promotion to junior green badge summarily awarded to all but the most non-compliant plebe. The appearance of hard work, academic achievement, physical prowess, or moral rectitude, translation, brown-nosing, paved the way for further upgrades, first to junior red badge, then to Silver Eagle, and from there to the lofty rank of Golden Eagle. A new sweater pin accompanied each promotion, as did a correlative bump in the pocket money handed out each Wednesday afternoon. Upper schoolers could climb even higher through JC's rank system by becoming standard bearer candidates, then standard bearers, then captains, and finally, for the two most even-keeled and charismatic pupils in the school, head girl and guardian, the latter honorific optimistically filched from Plato's Republic. Nuanced enough? Not for JC. He tweaked the protocol further by introducing stars. I recall this small refinement because the school council promoted me to junior green badge star soon after I took first place at a regional track meet. 2 months later, however, I was stripped of the spangle when a dining hall monitor caught me shirking my duties. And as a junior red badge star, the highest rank I achieved, my weekly pay, was pegged at 5 Swiss francs, or roughly $1.25. Although the school took care of the cost of laundry, haircuts, postage, and paper, it was up to me to cover all miscellaneous expenses. And at Eglon, those expenses included fines. Say the house captain caught me flicking a towel, or the dining hall monitor noticed I was tilting backward in my chair. Suppose the outside tidiness captain found grease on my camping gear, or his residential counterpart observed that I'd left a light on during the day. Any one of those slip-ups could trigger a fine of 20 to 50 centimes. And don't for a second think a parent could cover those charges. External financial assistance was, at least in principle, banned from campus. The moment a student is given extra sums of money over and above his earned income, the education value of the system is destroyed, JC noted in a brochure sent to my mother. The regulations tied to this apocalyptic premise were spelled out in the money and trade section of the rules. All and any currency exceeding 5 francs in total value must be handed in to your housemaster at the beginning of each term. Any other money received by you during the term for birthdays, etc., must be handed in at once. I was 10 and terrified. I obeyed JC's monetary restrictions, but most older students did not. Eglon sustained a robust, black market economy dependent on all sorts of unsanctioned revenue streams.